The following is intended solely for the use of those with a sense of adventure.
I'm shaking the dust of this town off my feet, and I'm going to see the world.
This is Travel with Hawkeye. Here's your host, Mark Hawkeye Lewis.
Let me ask you a question, because this happens to me a lot. I go to a foreign country. I'm overwhelmed at the restaurants. I don't really know what I should be ordering, what is not appropriate. And I end up kind of just looking for something simple on the menu, like grilled chicken, something that seems kind of obvious to eat. I look for a place that's got it in English. Is that what happens to you sometimes when you travel to a foreign country? Well, if you're traveling to Italy, there's a book out there called Rick Steves, Italy for Food Lovers. And of course, you know Rick, the famous travel guide on all your public television stations. He joins us today because I absolutely love this book. Before we talk about the book, I want to first thank you because I just got back from Chamonix, France. You gave me a tip on how to get from Geneva to Chamonix, which I took. So I thank you very much for that.
Very good. And Chamonix, that's an exciting place to be. Wow.
Yeah. And you know what? You know what's amazing? It was cheaper to ski a week in France than it is to go to Colorado for a week. And mainly because, mainly because of the lift tickets, cost the lift tickets in the U.S.
Yeah, that's something. Well, there's a lot to, and you got some good food as well when you're in France.
Indeed, enjoyed the fondue. And speaking of that, that's why I wanted you on the show today, because you got a brand new book called Italy for the Gourmet Traveler, but it's actually kind of a redo of a very popular book from a few years ago. And you worked with the original author on this?
That's right. I'm a friend of Fred Plotkin, and he wrote a book called Italy for the Gourmet Traveler. And I interviewed him on my radio show, and we just decided, hey, let's take Fred's expertise and his sophisticated gourmet understanding of Italian food and merge it with my experience as kind of a everyman's approach to Italy, so we can make it really accessible and down-to-earth. And this is a portable book, great for travelers. It's filled with beautiful color photographs, and it really makes Italian food culture accessible to American travelers who might not speak the language or already know a lot about wine and so on. And I'm just so proud of this book. I'm so excited to have it out because Italy is one place where, of course, if you bring a knowledge of the food with you, you will eat better, and it's just a huge dimension of your travel experience while in Italy.
I'm so excited for this. Actually, the book is called Rick Steves, Italy for Food Lovers. That's the actual title of the book. And because when I traveled last time to Rome, I had your guidebook and everything, but I spent all my time preparing for all the amazing things that Rome has to offer, from the Vatican to the Colosseum, so forth. And when it came to eating, I didn't prepare for that at all. And I think I feel like I really missed out on some of the best things that Rome has to offer.
You know, I've been traveling for 40 years. I've been teaching, writing guidebooks for almost all that time, making TV shows, leading tours around. And I've always had the approach of going through, I'm a historian. I go through the history and the palaces and the art galleries. So on. And I think that's great. But we got to remember, you can also go to the culture through the hearth and the dining room and the kitchen. And it's just a wonderful way to get connected with Italian culture. And it's such a rich and rewarding area. And, you know, our book covers all 20 regions of Italy, just like we have 50 states. They have 20 regions. So each region would have its own sort of flavor and its own, you know, passions and its own specialties. And Italy has this thing called campanilismo. A campanile is a bell tower. And people have a very, romantic connection to the sound of their own village bell tower. And that's campanilismo. I kind of do here in my little town in Washington State. And part of campanilismo is that regional passion, that regional loyalty, and that certainly goes with their food also. So when you go to each region, you'll want to enjoy that region's food. And if you know a little bit about, you know, what that region specializes in, you can get the most out of that visit. And then another sort of philosophy in Italy is eating with the season and eating local, what they call a zero-kilometer meal. In other words, if a smart eater goes to a good restaurant, he or she can look at the menu and know what month it is and where they are just by what's being served, because it's going to be seasonal stuff and it's going to be stuff that is key or popular and really good in that region.
You know, I think the whole key here is we need to get you away from the pizza stands and the gelato. Yeah. In fact, Italian food is so different than what we think of it in the U.S. And one of the things that's really interesting to me when I traveled there is realize how many courses they have. And the pasta really is kind of like almost a precursor to the main course.
Yeah, you've got your antipasti, which is a kind of a warm-up plate, and that would always be, well, not a lot of times seafood or vegetables. And then you got your pasta, and then you got your secondi, which would be the meat or the fish. And then you got your dolce, which is the dessert, which could be divided by a cheese course as well. And then you find there's these drinks afterwards, and they have this phrase over there, Mark. It's tavolo non si invecchia. At the table, one does not age. You just don't get older at the table. Everybody's having a relaxed atmosphere. It's so convivial and casual, and nobody's rushing you. You know, there's no sense of I got to turn the table. You can sit here until 8 o'clock or whatever. You got the table for as long as you want it, and you don't need to order all those plates. But if you're going out for a full dinner, the fact is, many times in Italy, it occurs to me, I've been sitting here for 3 hours having the time of my life, and I just don't get that in other places so much.
Yeah, that really is the special thing about having a meal like that. It really is, it's more of an experience. It takes, you know, that's, for some people, that's the best part of their day. That's what really, that's the reward for the day.
Well, and for other people, they're afraid of the menu, and they go back to some place that has a big neon sign that says, "We accept Visa cards and speak English." and they have a printed menu that's the same all year long in five languages. And that's all wrong. What I like to do, and it's on a main square where the rent is really high and it's filled with tourists. Yeah. I want to eat with locals, not tourists. My rule is to go to a back street with low rent and find a hole-in-the-wall place, a mom-and-pop kind of place that is busy and thriving with happy locals. And I look for a small, handwritten, one-language menu. Small because they're just cooking up what they can sell affordably but profitably. Handwritten because it's shaped by what was fresh in the market this morning. And one language because they're focusing on local return clientele. Of course, they'd love Americans there, but they are focusing on people that appreciate their good cooking. And if you can find yourself in a restaurant like that, the job is done. You're ready for a great meal.
Yeah, I'm going through your book. It really is. If you're going to, you know, pick up Brick's, I always say pick up Brick's guidebooks if you're going to Italy, but also pick up this book because it's going to just take your vacation, your trip to another level. Before I let you go, I have to ask you, why is the name Giuseppe Garibaldi is a name that everybody should know, and why do you see it all over Italy?
Oh, well, they've got their founding fathers just like we do. For every Thomas Jefferson and Ben Franklin and George Washington, they've got a Garibaldi or a Cavour or a Victor Emmanuel or a Mazzini. So you see these names and these statues on the squares, and that's one of the patriots, one of the charismatic leaders that created, against the will of all the colonial overlords from other European powers, a united, independent Italy in the 1860s. But when we go to Italy, we're looking at what was really the culture of different countries that vanished in 1860s when Italy became united. And when they created Italy in the 1860s, then they said, now we have to create Italians. And that was the challenge. And they're still trying to create Italians because everybody is so darn loyal and enthusiastic and passionate about their regions. Mm-hmm. And when you eat, you know, ethnic or foreign in Italy, you're just going to another region. You know, if you go to a restaurant from the Veneto, it'll be full of polenta. If you go to Liguria, that's the home of pesto. If you go to Naples, it's pizza. If you go to Umbria, it's wild boar. If you go to Tuscany, it's the red meat. And if you go to Sicily, you get this wonderful arancino, the rice balls. That's all Italian food, but it's all regional. And it just makes eating your way through Italy so much fun. You know, Italy is by far our best-selling destination in Europe for our tour program and for my guidebooks and for my TV shows. And now I'm just so happy to have this companion book, Italy for Food Lovers, for people who want to go to Italy, like me, who are a little overwhelmed with so many options and the foreign languages and all that sort of thing, to demystify it and make it accessible so that we can all enjoy the piacere. You see, when you shake hands with somebody, you say piacere, it's a pleasure. And I always knew, oh, it's a pleasure to meet you, piacere. Now, with working on this book with Fred, I realize piacere is more than that. It's the sensuality of Italian living and its culture and its food. And it's expressed in food and wine and this cuisine philosophy. And we can do that as tourists, even if we don't speak the language, even if Italian stuff is new to us, with a little bit of help. So Italy for Food Lovers is our food guide to get the most out of our Italian experience.
I love it. I totally love it because you know what? It takes the whole experience to the local level, and you know, you experience the Italian meal like they experience it. And you can, like you said, often in foreign countries, I'm like, should I be ordering this? Is this what do they order this now? I feel so overwhelmed, and that's what I love. The whole idea of this book.
Oh, yeah. You know, you go, like when you go to Italy, a lot of people have this wonderful melon, honeydew melon or cantaloupe wrapped with a thin slice of salty prosciutto.
Yes.
Beautiful, special ham they have. And you don't realize that's not an accident. That is so good because they have a philosophy called abbinamento that's matching flavors and textures artfully. And the cantaloupe with this thin slice of prosciutto is a perfect example of that. But that permeates the food culture, this abbinamento. And if you don't know about that, it's a shame because you just don't you just miss a whole dimension of that wonderful food culture. I'm certainly no fancy foodie, but Italy is one place where it really helps to know about the food before you go there so you can get a better experience.
Rick, thank you again for your time. The book's called Rick Steves, Italy for Food Lovers. I was perusing it last night, absolutely loved it. And if you're traveling to Italy, it's a must to get. Rick, always appreciate your time.
Thanks, Mark. Happy travels and buon appetito.
You've been listening to the Travel with Hawkeye podcast. I'm Mark Hawkeye Lewis. The world is out there. Your adventure awaits.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.